I'm joined by K's manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 3-1 loss at Hastings. Alan, despite the result today, would you agree it was an improved performance on the last two games?
Massively improved, and I've had to be honest with the players and told them that. And I feel sorry for them. Like you say, results, I've got to worry about them and I've got to take stick about them. But you kind of tell me watching that, the second half we didn't deserve to get something out of the game. And if Bobby Traynor's want to hit the post goes in, I thought we would have won it. And it's a game, but it's three set players again, which we've talked about again. And get little things they got right, we'll have half a chance, I tell you, because that wasn't that bad. You had two games, I've said what I had to say about them, but I thought some lads, I think there's a lot of positives come out of here.
As you said, Bobby Traynor hit the post. Wes Goggin had a good chance in the first half. Is that just the way things are going for us? When we're playing well, does that bit of luck go for us if we're the other end of the table?
It has done that. You know, it could have said that the second goal, the lads actually, I think 99% of fouls would have been given against the keeper, to be honest. And it went in, but that's referee's decisions, which obviously I can't say too much about. But it is, and that's what happens when you're in, you know, the bottom half and you've won two games in 20-odd games. And we've got to get out of it, and we've got to battle, and we've got to stop feeling sorry for ourselves. But I couldn't, how would I go in a change room and hammer players who have had this massive losing run on a performance what wasn't that bad? And I hate losing games, and but I can't say anything against the lads there. We have worked their socks off, to be honest.
We've spoken about it before, and you drill it into the players, both in training and in the dressing room. How frustrating is it to watch us concede soft goals from set plays, particularly the first and the third today?
It drives you nuts, because we did, and we worked on it on Thursday night, and it's about, we said the game plan was, don't give any silly free kicks away, and don't give any corners away, unnecessary. In the first 6 minutes, we give a silly foul away and a score. And sometimes you kind of, but it's just drilling into players what we expect of them. And we'll get a hang of it. I felt a lot of good signs out there today.
You touched on it just now. These days, referees are often criticised for over-protecting goalkeepers. That wasn't the case today. It looked a clear foul on Luke, didn't it, for their second goal?
I thought it was, and I told the referee so. And I don't want to say it too much, because I think it was a really bad decision. Yeah, I've got to, you know, it's just how things are going. And as you know, I've had three games, had three losses, and I don't want to go and make an excuses or your referee's fault. I'll take, like I said the last time, I'll take a blame about results. As long as the lads give us that effort, what they're showing, especially in the second half, things will turn around at this club and we can move on. But we've got to get back on our Monday, and it's, you know, I've said to the lads, we've got to give it a gun again Monday, and something will happen, something will change, and that'll be us for the rest of the season.
Not just the decision for the second goal, but how did you rate the referee's performance overall today?
I think I said the last time, no comments about it. I'm best off sticking to that one, because if not, I'll, you know, these refs and all that, you know. You're going to talk me into this, aren't you? No, I bet I just say nothing, because I know what I would like to say or do in that matter. Okay,
fair enough. Up front, Sai Sonko, partner Bobby, he had a good debut, he took his goal really well, he looks a really good addition to the squad.
A great addition to the squad, and I thought he was unlucky, what might have touched on a penalty, to be honest. I thought was that close to the box in the first half, and that's, you know, I think it's been a very good signing, and we've got him for a month, and it's up to Glenn Cockerill how long we have him for. He is in their plans, but as long as he's enjoying his football here, then, you know, hopefully he'll do. He's played one game, scored one goal, and that's all he can ask strikers to do.
You shuffled the pack around against today, obviously you want to look at everybody, but there's no Julian Sills or Gary Drewitt. Arguably they've been two of our better players over the recent weeks.
Yeah, Drewitt was away. He was away before obviously I got the job. He had this, I think it's a wedding or something, they got organised, so I couldn't do anything about that. Sills, I wanted to just get him out. He's captain of a football club, and he's been a great example of this football club, and everything about it I know goes through him, and I think, you know, he does. The supporters love him, everybody on the club loves him, I love him, but I just think you need a little breather, just a little setback, so just have a look at things and all that, because when you're having a bad run, a lot of responsibility goes on your captain, and I just, you know, I want responsibility to come onto me, I want it to be on my shoulders, not the players. So I just thought, Julian, have a little step back, have a little look, maybe for one or two games, and I'm sure he'll come back as good as ever, I'm sure he will.
You released four players this week, obviously surplus to requirements, things needed shaking up. But does that also send a message to the rest of the squad? You know, if you don't perform, if you're not committed, then there's the exit door.
Very much so, but the thing is, I think I was a bit misquoted on the four players I let go. Like, Tony Reid, a big fan's favourite, and done great for the football club, and, you know, a good player, a very good player. Was it Jarvis, for example, you know, I had a chat with Jarvis and all. He's been an outstanding player and the sort of fighting qualities we need at this club at the minute. And I think you're going to be a very good manager. I do. Adolf, you know, he didn't do that. He scored last week. But I had to make decisions on for different reasons. And I had a talk with players, a private talk with players, why. But I've had to let a few go to bring a few in. And that's what I've got to do. But I think it said that... you know, the lads I'm bringing in are more hungrier than the ones I've let out, and that's not the case. I'll say that now, so if anybody does say that, you hear it from me. I had to do it for decisions. I've got a budget to work with, and it's as simple as that. And if I've got to add one or two more to move one or two away, that's what I have to do because the situation we're in at the minute.
Mm-hmm. So I guess reading into that, the changes aren't final yet. You're still looking to bring in new players and maybe get rid of a couple?
Possibly. It might even be some of the lads I bring in because we can't be safe because I can't have a football club where I sign five or six players and then five or six players thinks, oh yeah, the part of Dawson's Clang now and the part of, you know, whatever happens, they're not going to get dropped and they're not going to... I've had a go of a couple of players I've just signed who I think can do better, and any player comes in is a Kingstonian player now. I'm Kingstonian manager now and we want to pull together, but I just sense a little turn in the second half there that everybody was together a bit, and I've told the lads in the change room that whatever goes on there stays in there, and we've got to work together as a unit now, and because I believe little things that players go on websites I do, and I believe that try to cause a big trouble I do, we're trying to find out about how we are, and it's wrong because we've got to all be together, and it's a little cliche in football, but never so much now for a club like Kingstonian has everybody got to pull ranks.